सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
We are in chapter 12 of Canto 3. So Maitriji is telling about the Srishti in this chapter. Vidurji asks questions about the time, Kal and Srishti. So Kal he has already discussed in chapter 11. In chapter 12 he is discussing Srishti.
इति ते वर्णित सतः कालाख्य परमात्मन महिमा वेद गर्वोत यथास्त्रक्षी निबोध मे
यू आस्क अबाउट द काल आई हैव ऑलरेडी टोल्ड यू नाउ इन दिस चैप्टर आई एम गोइंग टू टेल यू अबाउट द सृष्टि हाउ इट वॉज क्रिएटेड फर्स्ट ही से दैट आई क्रिएटेड फाइव टाइप्स ऑफ इग्नोरेंस What are those ignorance? Tamas, moha, mahamoha, tamisra, and andha tamisra. So ignorance is also of five types. Tama is the ignorance, avidya. Moha is the asmita, the doership, I. Then comes mahamoha. Mahamoha, you want to enjoy the sense object and you think ownership on that. Rag, attachment. Tamisra, if you don't get it, then anger comes. And Andhatamisra. Andhatamisra means fear of death. So five types of ignorance he created. These are all outside. Therefore, Brahmaji said, Drashtva papiyasam srishtim natmana bahumanyata. He was not pleased. Why he was not pleased? Well, this is papi, a sinful creation. Creating ignorance of five types is a sin. We can infer from this verse also, if we are thinking about the world, it is pap. If we are thinking about the Lord, it is punya. Now Brahmaji is thinking about the world. He is going to create. So first he created ignorance. Many people ask, na, kahan se agyan a gaya? How many types of agyan? Who created? Brahmaji said, I created. Before the creation came in. I created all these things. Then his mind was tainted. What he did? Bhagavad dhyana putena mansa naam tato asrijat. Then he purified his mind. How? By tapas. Tapas on Lord. When he was thinking about the world, his mind was impure. To make that impure mind pure, what is the method? Think about the Lord. So he sat in dhyana, in meditation, and then he purified it. After that, he created. What he created? Sanatcha sanandam sanatanam atnabhu sanat kumaram cha muni niskriya urdharetasa. So first he created four sons. Their names are Sanakam, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar and Sanatan. They are called Kumar, Sanat Kumar, Kumaraj, four Kumaraj. And how, what was their nature? They were Niskriyan and Urdhvaretas. Urdhvaretas means they had a total celibacy, total control on them. And Niskriya, there are two margs. I have already told you. One is the Pravritti marg, another is the Nibritti marg. They are follower of the Nibritti marg. How you become fit for the Nibritti marg? First you have to do the Pravritti marg. First you do the Pravritti marg, then you become Nibritti marg. But these people are, these four Kumaras are follower of Nibritti marg. Tan bhavase swabhu putran prajasujat putra kaha tat naichan mocha dharma no vasudev parayana. Tan to that four Kumara, then Brahmaji is telling, Brahmaji is father, he is telling to his four sons, now you start creating praja, generating praja. And the four sons are saying, tat naicha, no, I don't want. Immediately on his face, naicha, I don't want. Why? Moksha dharmana. We are following follower of the Nibritti marg. What is Nibritti marg? In Pravritti marg, it is the karma you have to do as a karma yoga. What is Nibritti marg? Nibritti marg, you have to do the sravan manan nididhyasana of scripture. Nibritti marg doesn't mean that you are not doing anything. Nibritta marg means that you have started studying the scriptures. This is Nibritti marg. Sravan manan nididhyasana. Therefore, they say, na ichan, mocha dharmana, vasudev parayana, we are the devotee of Vasudev. We will not do. Whatever you are saying, we are not interested in that. Sa abadhyata sutareiva pratyakhata anusasani krodham durvisaham jatam niyantum upachakrame. Sa abadhyata, having disrespected. Father is saying something and the son is saying, no, I will not follow your instruction. It is a disrespect to father. What will happen? The moment they said no, anger will come. Brahmaji wanted his sons to, okay, you start generating srishti banao, praja banao, living beings. And they refused. What will happen? Krodh will come. Same thing came to Brahmaji. So don't say krodh is coming to jiva only. It comes to Brahmaji also. And who created? He himself created. Tamasra andha tamasra. He created. Krodham durvisham. Durvisham, he was unable to control it. Jatam niyantu upachakrame. And he tried his best to control, but he could not control. Could not control means he did not express to the children. He didn't say anything to the Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. Nothing. But it was anger inside. What happened? Dhiya nigramanopi bhruvo madhya prajapate. By intellect they were trying to control, but from the middle of this portion, bhu in the middle, all of a sudden a child was born. Anger, child. And how was his color? Neela lohita. Neela lohita. Yes, what was the meaning I told you about the neela and lohita? Huh? Blue and red. What the blue signifies? Ignorance. And the red signifies? Rajasik. So this child was born out of ignorance and rajas. Rajogun. Therefore, we all are tamogun. Ignorance means tamogun. Lohita means red. Tamo and rajogun. Pradhan. So by Ruro the Devanam Purvajo Bhagman Bhava, and he started crying. That is what the children, newly born babies do that. Started crying. Namani Guru Medhata Sthanani Me Jagat Guru. Oh, you name me first. Mera Naam Karan Karo. Tell me where will I stay. Sthanani. Tell me my property. Kaha Rehenge. Sthanani. Oh, Jagat Guru. Iti Tasya Vachaya Padma Bhagwan Paripalayan. Abhyastadabhardayavacha maha rodhita to karomi me. Karotnite. Don't cry. Father always would say like that, na? If the child is crying, why are you crying? You want this? Don't cry. You want me to name you? I will do it. Don't cry. Yad rodhi surasrishta sudveke ivabalaka. Now, surasrishta, he is addressing his child as surasrishta. Sur means devta. Srishta means the best among all the devta. Surasrishta. Yad rodhi, because you are crying, like a child, eva balaka, like a child,
तत्स्वाम अभिद्यासंती नामना रुद्र इति प्रजा. सो आई गिव यू द नेम रुद्र बिकॉज यू आर क्राइंग, देयरफॉर योर नेम इज रुद्र. ऑल द प्रजा, ऑल द सब्जेक्ट विल कॉल यू एज रुद्र. एंड ही गेव हिम द 11 प्लेसेस, रिधि इंद्रियाणी, असु मीन्स प्राण, स्काई वायु, अग्नि जल, मही सूर्य चंद्र, तपस स्थानी अग्रे कृतानी में. बट आई हैव ऑलरेडी क्रिएटेड सो मेनी 11 थिंग्स फॉर यू टू स्टे, सो यू विल गो एंड स्टे देयर. नॉट ओनली दैट, ही सेड आई हैव सेलेक्टेड 11 वाइफ फॉर यू एंड द नेम्स आर गिवन मनु, मनु, महीनस, महान, शिव, ऋतध्वज, उग्ररेता, भव, कालो, वामदेव एंड धृतव्रत. दे आर ऑल द 11 deities of destruction. 11 deities of destruction are all these 11 Rudra. We'll find the reference of Rudra in Bhagavad Gita also. So there are 11 deities, 11 Rudra. And the names of wives are also given. Then he says, Brahma ji saying, Grihanaitani namani sthanani cha sanyosana evisrita prajabhavi prajanamasi yatpati Grihanaitani. Please accept. Please accept these places. Please accept these wives I have selected for you. And you start creating praja, living being. How? Bhavi. In large scale you do it. Yatpati, because you are the master. Therefore, you start creating all this. Ityadishta sa guru naam bhagavan nilohita sattva kriti svabhavena sasarja atma sama praja. Ityadishta, as requested, as ordered. Who ordered? Father Brahmaji. To whom? To Rudra. Sa guru naam, the spiritual master, bhagavan nilohita. Bhagavan Nilohita, Rudra. Nilohita, name of Rudra. Why Nilohita? We have already seen. Sattva, by that power, Akriti, body, Sabhav, features, Sasarja, created, Atma Sama, like him, Praja, generation. He created according to his nature, his form, by his power, same form, same Akriti, like Rudra Akriti, he created. Then what happens? Up to this we have seen in our last class.
Rudranam Rudra Shishtanam Samantad Grasatam Jagat Nishamya Sankhyasho Asankhyasho Yuthan Prajapati Rasankata.
Rudranam Rudra Shishtanam Samantad Grasatam Jagat Nishamya Asankhyasho Yuthan Prajapati Asankata. Rudranam, son of Rudra. Rudra Srishtanam, generated by Rudra. Samantat, being assembled, all they came together, assembled. Grasatam Jagat, they started destroying Jagat. Grasatam, destruction. They are the deities of destruction. So these 11 Rudras started destroying the Jagat. Nisham Asankhaso, observing their activities, Asankhyo, unlimited activities of destruction, Yuthan, assembly, they all made union. All Rudra made union. You destroy this, I destroy this, this they destroyed. Prajapati Asankata. Prajapati Brahmaji Asankata got frightened. Kya ho gaya? I created these 11 Rudras and ko praja banao. And these people have started destroying. That was their nature. So they started destroying.
Alam praja bhi srishta bhi idrishi bhi surattama mayasah dahantir bhi dishas chakskur bhi rulvanaihi.
He immediately said, alam praja bhi srishti, alam, stop. In Sanskrit, alam means stop. Suppose somebody is serving you food. So if you have to tell him, aur mat do, in Sanskrit you will say, alam. Paryapt, sufficient. I don't need more. Alam, praja bhi srishti bhi. Whatever praja you are sristing is sufficient. Stop now. Idrisi bhi surottama. Surottam, because he is the best among devata. The first devata. Before that there was no devata. So therefore he is the suruttam. Best among the devata. Maya sadhanti bhi disascha chakshur bhi ulbanai.
these Rudras, out of their eyes, the flames were coming. And with those flames, they were burning everything. Not all, everything is being burned, including Maya, Brahmaji also. So they were torturing Brahmaji also from all directions. Dahanti, Disi, Vi, Chachu, Chachurvi, Ulbanai. Ulbanai means the flames. Flames are coming out from them. When you see an angry person, what happens? By his eyes you can make out. He is very angry. Eyes will be red. So they were destroying everything. So Brahmaji said, okay, what is to be done? Alam Prajabi, stop. No more such creation is required.
Tapatishta bhadram te sarva bhuta sukhavaham tapasaiva yatha purvam shrashta vishwamidam bhavan.
Tapatishta bhadram te sarva bhuta sukhavaham tapatishta, be situated. Atishta, be situated. Be situated in the tapas. What is tapa? Manascha indriyanam ekagram paramam tapah. To control your mind and senses is the greatest tapa. So he told Rudra, go and do tapas. Go and do tapas, withdraw your mind and senses from the creation. Then divert that mind and intellect and the senses toward the Lord. Do the tapas. Atishta bhadram te sarva bhuta sukhabham. It is auspicious for you and auspicious for all the jagat also. O Rudra, stop creation. What should I do? Kuch to kaam dena hoga. If you don't give them work, they will continue to destroy. So father instructed them, okay, you go and do the tapas. Tapaseiva yatha purvam srishta vishmaidam bhavan. By tapas only, you can create a jagat which was created earlier. Similar type of jagat you can create by tapas. The method which you have taken or employed is not the correct method. Therefore, go and do the tapas.
Tapasaiva param jyotihi bhagavantam adhokshajam sarvabhuta guhavasam anjasavindate puman.
Tapasaiva param jyoti bhagavantam. By tapas only you can reach. Tapasam param jyoti. You can reach that supreme light. Bhagavatam adhochajam. Adhochajam means which you cannot reach by your eyes and with your senses and mind. By tapas you can reach. By tapas you can reach that supreme light. So this instruction is not only for him, it is instruction for us also. If you want to reach that param state, what you have to do? You have to do the tapas. By tapas what you will get? You will get that param jyoti bhagavan adhochajam. That param jyoti we will get, which jyoti you cannot perceive by your mind and senses. Adhochajam. Sarvabhuta guha vasam. And where is that jyoti? Sarvabhuta. Sarvabhuta means not human being. All living beings. No exception. Sarvabhuta guha vasam. Guha vasam means in the cave of the heart. So it is present in each and every being. Sarva bhuta guha vasam anjasa bindate puman. Anjasa means completely, instantly. Bindate, he gets puman, a person. Only human being can reach. Other beings, they cannot reach. Because they have got no intellect to control their senses. Only puman, puman means a human being, they can control. So by controlling your mind and senses, diverting it toward the Lord, you can attain, you can experience that light. Bindate puman.
Maitreya uvacha eva matma bhuvadishtah parikramya girampatim bharamityamuma mantra viveshat tapasevanam.
Evam Atmabhuva Adhishta, as instructed by Brahmaji. Adhishta, as instructed by their father. Parikram Girampatim, they did the parikrama of Girampatim, of Brahmaji. Who? रुद्र
अपने पिता का परिक्रमा किया, दे वेंट राउंड फादर बाड़म बाड़म इन संस्कृत से दिस इज राइट व्हाट यू हैव सेड इज राइट.
सो इफ यू सेकंड एनीबॉडीज व्यू what word you should use?
Baram. Hey, what you have said is correct. Baram. Iti amum amantra vives tapse varam. Iti amum, whatever thus you are amantra means addressing, vives entered tapse varam and he entered the forest for do the tapas.
So Rudra left this place and went to the forest for tapas. What this forest signifies? Forest means solitary place. So if we have to do the tapas, what we have to do? Solitary place. Therefore people say, hum meditation karne ke liye kahan jayenge? Himalaya. Solitary place. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, you can go to three places. Mone, bone, kone is a Bengali word. Mone in mind. You remove all the thoughts. In the mind you go. It is solitary place. Bane, physically there is no human beings there. Bane. And kone, kone means in the your room, in your house itself, in the corner of your room, you can sit and meditate. So these are the three places as per Ramakrishna.
अथाभिध्यायत सर्गम दशपुत्रा प्रजग्रे भगवत शक्ति युक्तस्य लोक संतान हेतवः.
अथ अभिध्यायत, ही वाज थिंकिंग इन दिस वे.
हु वाज थिंकिंग? ब्रह्मा जी वाज थिंकिंग. नाउ दिस रुद्रज हैज गॉन टू फॉरेस्ट फॉर तपस. ब्रह्मा जी इज सिटिंग, नाउ इज थिंकिंग हाउ टू क्रिएट.
अथा अभिध्यायत सर्गम दस पुत्रा प्रजग्गिरे, देन ही गॉट टेन पुत्र, टेन सन्स, टेन सन्स बाय थिंकिंग ओनली. जी करे भगवत शक्ति युक्त से, एंड हाउ इज दी सन्स? भगवत शक्ति द पावर ऑफ द लॉर्ड ऑफ क्रिएशन इज विद देम. युक्त लोक संतान हेतवे, हेतवे मीन्स दे आर द कॉज फॉर द जनरेशन ऑफ द ऑल ह्यूमन बीइंग्स. For generation, for progeny, they are the cause. What are their names?
Marichi hi atri angirasau pulastya pulahakratuhu bhrigur vasishto dakshascha dasamastatra naradah.
Their names are Marichi, Atri, Angiras, Pulastya, Pulahakratuhu, Bhrigu, Vasishta, दशश्च दशमस्त्र नारद दक्ष एंड नारद टेन नारद. यू सी द पर्पज ऑफ क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड डिस्ट्रक्शन इज दैट द जीव शुड रीच हिज रियल होम. अगेन एंड अगेन इट इज सेड, व्हाट इज दिस पर्पज ऑफ द होल दिस जगत? द पर्पज इज ओनली वन, दैट यू शुड गो टुवर्ड योर रियल होम. व्हाट इज अवर रियल होम? Not liberty will, that is not your liberty. That is the purpose. And Rudra Srishti was destructive, hence Lord had stopped. Srishti is to be there so that the jiva can go back to their home. If the Srishti is destroyed, then how can the jiva will go back to their home? Therefore Brahmaji stopped that Rudra Srishti. And then to reach that Lord, the easiest path is bhakti. Therefore, Narad came. Naradji came to give the bhakti.
Utsanga Narado jagge dakshangustha swayambhuvah pranad vasishta sanjatah bhrigustvachikarat kratuhu.
उत्सांग नारदो जग्गे, हाउ नारद जी केम? उत्सांग फ्रॉम द बेस्ट डेलिबरेशन ऑफ ब्रह्मा, इट इज सेड फ्रॉम द लैप ऑफ ब्रह्मा नारद जी केम.
अच्छा देन दक्ष अंगुष्ठात ऑफ स्वयंभुव फ्रॉम द स्वयंभुव फ्रॉम द अंगुष्ठ फ्रॉम द थंब ऑफ अंगुष्ठ केम दक्ष प्राणाद वशिष्ठ फ्रॉम वशिष्ठ केम फ्रॉम द प्राण संजातो मीन्स बॉर्न भृगु त्वची करात्कृतु एंड भृगु फ्रॉम द टच स्किन त्वचा एंड करात्कृतु एंड कृतु फ्रॉम द कर कर मीन्स हैंड्स वी ऑल बी थिंकिंग इट इज ऑल क्रेजी स्टोरी कैन दे बी क्रिएशन फ्रॉम द हैंड्स एंड दिस एंड from the left Narad ji coming from twacha something is coming it's not a story brahma ji's body is not a body like ours body it is called divya sharir and the, from the divya sharir it can happen what is narad nar plus da is narad naran dadati iti narad nar means the supreme One who can give you the supreme is called Narad. Nar plus da is called Narad. Da means dadati. Nar means supreme. Dadati. Dete hain.
Gives.
One, da means dadati. Dadati means gives. One who gives you Nar. What is Nar? Supreme. So he will not give you that Lord like an object. But he will tell you, he will give you the bhakti by which you can reach there. Therefore it is called Narad.
Pulaho nabhito jagge pulastya karnayo rishihi angira mukhato akshno atrihi mari chir manaso bhavata
So pulaha nabhita, from the navel, pula, jagge, generated. Pulastasya karnayo rishi, pulasya, he came from the ear of the Brahmaji. Angiro mukta, angira, angira rishi, he came from mouth. Akshano atri, akshan is from the eyes, atri came. Mirichi manaso abhavat, and the marichi came from mind. So could you notice there are two types of creation here? One is from the mind, another is from the body. One is from the gross body, other is from the subtle body. Abhavat.
Dharmastana dakshinatah yatra narayana swayam adharma prishtato yasman mrityulokar bhayankarah
Dharmastana dakshinato yatra narayana swayam and the dharma came from the right side of that Brahmaji. Stan is the breast. He came from the right side. And who stays here on the right side? Is the Narayan. Hari stays, heart. Is the seat of bhakti. Narayan swam. Adharma prishtato yasmat mrityu loko bhayankaram. And adharma prishtato. Prishtato means back. Adharma came from the back. And yasmat mrityu. And from there was born the death. Horrible death for all the living beings. So now somebody is attacking you from the front. What we do? We protect ourselves from the front. Why? Because dharma is here. What we do? Immediately somebody is hitting with your lathi. Piche maro. Adharma is there. So we are protecting dharma. Where is dharma? In the heart. Where is that heart? In the right side. Then we protect it. And it is the seat for the devotion. Therefore, we protect. And by dharma, we can reach that param.
Ridikamo bhruvakrodhah lobhaschadharayadachadad Asyad vaksindabo medran nirriti payuraghashraya.
Hridi kamo and the kamana desire come from the hridi, mind. All desires they come from the mind. Bhruva krodho, and the krodh, the anger from the eye grows. Bhruva. Lobhasya adharat satat, lobh from the lower lips. Asyat vak, and from the mouth came the vak. Sindhavo medhra, medhra means from the penis came the seas. Nirrati payo, from the anus came all the low activities. Aghasre, and anus is the reservoir of such vices.
Chayaya kardamo jagge devahutya pati prabhu manaso dehatas chedam jagge vishwakrito jagata.
Chayaya kardamo jagge devahutya pati prabhu. From the chaya, from the shadow of Brahmaji, who came? Kardam. Who is this kardam? Husband of Devuti, Pati Prabhu, Manaso Dehascha Edam Jagge Viswakrito Jagat. Manaso by mind, Dehata by body, Edam Jagge, he developed all these things. Viswakrito Jagat, the creator of Viswa, he generated all these things from his body and mind. Creation is complete. The rishis has come. Okay. So all the creation is by the Maya. And the Maya has got the Triguna. Triguna means the Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. But the majority of them is Nila Lohita. Rajogun, because the Brahmaji is in the mode of Rajogun. Or any creation you need, Rajogun. And he has already created Ajnan earlier. So whole creation is under the spell of Rajogun and Tamogun. That doesn't mean that there will not be anybody with the Sattagun Pradhan. Beech beech mein kabhi kabhi ho jata hai Sattva Pradhan. You will find people Sattva Pradhan also. But majority of are Rajogun and Tamogun Pradhan. Sometimes you will find couple of them, one or two, they come. Like Narad and Kardam. Narad is Satya Pradhan. Kardam, Satya Pradhan.
Vacham duhitaram tanvim swayam bhurharatim manaha akamam chakamekshattah sakama iti nashrutam.
Now a strange thing is coming. So you listen. It's not only a scandal, don't think there is a scandal. There is an inner meaning to that. We'll see that. What happened? Vacham duhitaram tanva. Vacham means Saraswati. Who is Saraswati? Duhitaram is the daughter. Whose daughter? Brahmaji's daughter. Brahmaji's daughter. Tanvi. Tanvi, born from the body of Brahmaji. Sambhu bhu ratim mana. And she attracted the heart or the mind of Brahma. Saraswati, she was very beautiful, and after the creation, she is the daughter of Brahmaji, and Brahmaji was attracted toward her. Biggest scandal.
Akamam chakme. Without being any desire, Saraswati has got no desire. No lower tendencies in her. Akamam. Chakme chata vidru sakam iti na vi shrutam. Na shrutam is na means we. We listened about this story that Brahmaji created, Brahmaji's daughter was born. She was very beautiful and Brahmaji was attracted toward her. Saraswati ji was not at all thinking in that line. She was akam, but Brahma ji was sakam. Here kam means lust. Attracted. He only thought. Now the question comes, can Brahma ji be deluded? Number one point, he is the next to Brahma, nearest to Brahma, is it not? Is there anybody in between Brahma and Brahma?
No.
And number two, he already got Chatushloki Bhagavat. Brahmaji told, I may get deluded. Please give me that boon so that I am never deluded. He has got the boon also of not delusion. Still it is said that he was deluded. He cannot stoop down to such a low level. Never, never. Then why it is said so? So it is said, this incident is only intended to illustrate the blindness of passion. It is a warning sounded by Rishi not to see even one's own mother, sister and daughter when she is alone. That is the purpose. It's a warning. After this, Kathakar will make a lot of things. That details are not there. A bhakti means that she was not seeing that he has got this intention. But he has got the intention. Thought has come. Not done anything at all. It was a thought came. So it is said in Canto 9, Chapter 19, Verse Number 17, Matra Swastra Duita Vana Vivakta Sasano Bhavet Balavan Indriyani Gramo Vidvan Samapikarsati Matra Mother Swastra Your Own Sister Duhitra Your Daughter Vana Vivakta Sano Bhavet When they are in this in a lonely place alone Balavan Indriyagramo Vidvan Samapi Karsati. The Indriyas are so strong, even a Vidvan. Vidvan means not the realized master. You can include the realized master also there. One who is educated also, Balavan Indriyanapi, they can attract. Your Indriya can drag you. You will not see she is my mother, sister, or my daughter. So it is a caution for the seekers. Where you should be very, very careful. Then it is, we are seeing here, unrestricted mixing with the fair sex leads to downfall. When Bhagavat is saying so, it is a warning for all of us. In this state, in this country, we find unrestricted mixing. This has started in India also. Earlier, we used to have a boys' school and girls' schools all separate. Now it is not there. And new things are happening here. What they call, they go to the friend's house, sleepover. What is that? Do they go only to the girls, going to the girls' girlfriends, or they go to the boyfriend? I don't know all these things. But these are all happening here. What is this? Unrestricted mixing. Downfall will happen. Definitely will happen. I went to one school and I found class 9 girl pregnant. How that happened? Unrestricted. So such social freedom is a stumbling block in the spiritual thing. That is freedom. Because these indriyas will always go outward. They will definitely go outward. And when it is unrestricted, such person will not never come to the spiritual side. Because they will attract always if you take him outside. So Maitri is bringing this to our notice to be careful of this great danger. We should be very, very careful. That is why this is being said here. But the people will enjoy that. Oh, this is the first scandal if we are doing. Brahmaji did. Mera kya hai? If Brahmaji cannot control, how can I control? Yeah? Don't take in that way. You take the meaning. What is the indicative meaning? Yeah, that is why, unrestricted. And I think they are doing the right thing. Even the Swami, they keep at a long distance. They don't see on that side also. That's a good thing. But that is happening only in the Swami Narayan temple only, not outside. But this is to be practiced outside also.
outside also, and it is to be practiced individually. Individually.
Tamadharme kritamatim vilokya pitaram sutaha marichi mukhya munayah vishrambhat pratyabodhanam bodhayan.
Tam adharma kritam iti vilokya pitaram sutaha. Sutaha is son. Sutaha, sutaha, plural of sutta, that means 10 sons. 10 rishis. What that is? They saw this is the adharma. They can see the mind of their father. Father is thinking something bad, adharma. Vilokya pitaram suta marichi mukhya munyo visram bhat pratibodhana. Marichi mukhya, marichi became the head. Ek leader hona chahiye na. If you want to present, if you want to protest, all 10 will not go and say, started shouting on the father. So they made a committee headed by Marichi. Marichi is the spokesperson. He will go and talk to father. And Vishrambhat. Vishrambhat means with due respect. Why due respect? Because these rishis, they know if this is happening, then the Lord has got something in his mind. Something is in the mind. I will have the Puranic story also. Ved Vyas. Satyavati, Ved Vyas, stories are there. Something is there in the mind of creator and he wants the things to be done in this fashion. A desire may come so. But these children, they knew it may be the wish of the Lord. Pratibodhanam, and submitted as follows. They said to the father. You see, talking to the father about this is not that wrong. But they are respectfully, they are talking to the father.
Naitat purve kritam tvadde nakarishanti chapare yatvam duhitaram gachehe nigriyangajam prabhu.
You see, I have earlier told you, Brahmaji can never do this thing. And they are saying, na etat purvam kritam tvadde. Nobody else, no other Brahma has done in the past. Purve. And na karishyanti chapare, it will never happen in the future also. So no Brahma, there are many, many Anantakoti Brahmand. And there are Anantakoti Brahmaj also. So he is giving reference, but in the past it has not happened. It will not happen in the future also. Yattam duhitaram gacche nigri angajam prabhu. And you are supreme. You cannot control yourself. You can't nigra your senses. You should control your senses. How that you want to have very intimate relationship with your daughter. I don't want to use the other words. Intimate relationship with your daughter. It's not good. You see, post of Brahmaji is supreme. If what he does, people will follow. People will follow. He had not done anything. He didn't touch even Saraswati. He only thought. A thought came into his mind. Only this much has happened. So they are saying, why could you not control your senses? So Brahmaji's behavior should be an example for everybody.
Tejiyasam apihetanna sushlokyam jagadguru yadvrittam anutishthan vai lokakshemaya kalpate.
Tejiyasam apihetanna na sushlokyam jagadguru. You are most powerful. Brahma is most powerful. A realized person, most powerful. Etat na sushlokyam jagadguru. But this is not suitable behavior. O jagadguru, this is not suitable for you. This behavior is not acceptable. Yad vrittam anustanchana vai loka chemaya kalpate. Your character is followed by all. In Bhagavad Gita also it is there, na? What is that sloka? Na, chapter 3. Whatever yatat srishta, Shrestha. So he is the Shrestha. Whatever the Shrestha does, similarly, the people will follow. In India, there is corruption. If you go and ask the peon, why are you taking money? He will say, my boss is taking. Ask the boss. He will say, minister is taking. What can I do? Ask the minister. They will point. So he says that you should set an example. You see, Brahmaji's behavior should be an example. It should be pious and spiritually evolved. Then only the people will follow. Na? The whole incidence is to tell us that you should be very, very careful. This will be your downfall. Like Menaka was the cause of the downfall of
Vishwamitra.
You should be very careful.
Yad vrittam anusthishnanna vai loka chemaya kalpate. The people will follow you. And but you should show the way for the prosperity, how the people should come out of it. You should not set an example that the people should go and perish themselves there. The whole creation is for the purpose of, already said, that we should come out of this creation. We should reach our real home. That is the purpose.
Tasmai namo bhagavate yaidam svena rochisa atmastham vanjayamasa sadarvam pahumarhati.
So that desire was so strong in the mind of Brahmaji that Brahmaji did not listen. When the lust comes, it becomes so strong that there are other Puranic stories also will come. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, Aditi. Our husband said, this is not the time that we should get united. She said, no, I want to have child now. Then the Rakshas were born. All the stories are there.
Tasmai namo bhagavate yaidam svena rochisa. Since he did not listen, father did not listen, they started praying to the Supreme Lord Narayan. Bhagwan bachao. He is your devotee. You have given him Chatushloki Bhagavat. He is your bhakta. He is drowning. You have to save him. Tasmai namo bhagavate yaidam svena rochisa. Atmastham Benjamasa Ya Dharma Patum Harati. He is going down. Patum, you protect. Therefore, they started praying to the Supreme, who is effulgent and who has created the whole cosmos within. Everything is within the Hari, in the Lord Hari. And earlier it was said, the whole cosmos is like a one atom, a grain in Hari, and there were so many Anantakoti Brahmand lying inside him. That is why in Vishwarup Darshan we are able to see the Krishna showing the whole Vishwa inside his mouth. Everything. Patum Harti.
Saittham Grihata Putran Puradrishtva Prajapatin Prajapati Prajapati Patistanvam Tatyaja Bridastada Tamdisho Jagrihur Ghoram Niharam Yadvidustamaha.
Sa Ittam Grinada Putran Purodrishtra Prajapatin, father of the Prajapati Brahma, thus his Prajapati sons saying this way, when the sons criticize Brahmaji, then what? Prajapati Patistanvu Tyajya Virita Tata. Virita means he ashamed. Then the Prajapati Pati. Well, who is this Prajapati Pati? Prajapati, we are the all these 10 rishis are called Prajapati. And who is the Pati, father of these 10? Brahmaji. So Brahmaji, Prajapati Pati. Prajapati Pati, Brahmaji.
Tanvam, Tanvam is Tanu, body. Tyajya, Tyajya, he left the body. Vridita tada means ashamed. When this was brought to his notice, he dropped his body. Okay, then what happened? Tam diso jagru ghoram niharam yad vidustam hai. Tam diso, then this body appeared as a fog all over in all dishas. Fog means it covered. It's an ignorance. It is the tamogun. So that body developed into that whole smoke type of thing and covered all places. So best way to compensate for a grave sin is to give up your body. Like if somebody murders somebody, then the court tells him to give up your body now. When it is proved that he has murdered, then chalo, body chodo. You see, in this case, he has not done anything. We are talking about the Satyog. In Satyog, even if you think something bad, it is a bad karma. In Kaliyog, if you think anything bad, but if you don't do, it is not a sin. Or Kaliyu. But if you think something good, you are not doing, it is punya. You will get a credit. Only by thinking. And if you are thinking some bad about somebody, no paap in Kaliyu, but in Satyug, it's a paap.
कदाचिध्यायत स्रष्टुः वेदासं चतुर्मुखात् कथं श्रक्ष्याम्यहं लोकान् समवेतां यथा पुरा
कदाचिध्यायत स्रष्टुः वेदासं चतुर्मुखात् वंस अपॉन ए टाइम नाउ दैट पार्ट इज ओवर लॉर्ड फॉरगिव हिम आल्सो इट विल कम लॉर्ड फॉरगिव हिम ओके यू हैव कमिटेड सिन यू हैव गिवन अप द बॉडी ओके नाउ यू टेक बॉडी यू कम बैक Kadachit again, he was started thinking once upon a time, dhyayata, he was started meditating. Then, srashtu veda asansa chaturmukha. Then, srashtu veda means karta, srashtu means creator, Brahmaji. Then, asansa means manifested, chaturmukha, Brahmaji has got four mouths. So from the four mouths, four Vedas came. Then he was thinking, what is the Veda? Veda gives you the knowledge how to create. Katham sacham aham lokan sam vetan yathapura. How will I create lokan, this world, 14 lokas? Sam vetan yathapura, like in the earlier creation. He got that knowledge. So Brahma gave him his body. He was pardoned by Lord. It is said in Canto 11, Chapter 5, Verse Number 42, Swapad Moolam Bhajata Priyasya Vyakranta Bhavasya Hari Parisa Vikarma Yachot Patitam Kateschit Dunoti Sarvam Hridi Sannivishta. If a jnani, if a realized master, number one, he will never do anything sinful. Even if he does sometimes, then the Lord sitting inside him, who is karma phal data, he will forgive him. So Brahmaji, who just thought something bad about his daughter, was forgiven by Lord.
चातुर्होत्रं कर्मतंत्रं उपवेदनयै सह धर्मस्य पादाश्चत्वारः तथैव आश्रमवृत्तयः
चातुर्होत्रं द फोर प्रिस्ट आर रिक्वायर्ड फॉर डूइंग एनी यज्ञ डिटेल्स विल बी कमिंग लेटर ऑन चातुर्होत्रं कर्म हाउ टू परफॉर्म कर्म दैट आल्सो इज गिवन तंत्र एक्सपेंशंस ऑफ द एक्टिविटी दिस इज कॉल्ड द तंत्र उपवेद
Upaveda also came from Brahmaji. Nayai, logic. Logic also came from him. Saha, dharmasya, of religion. Padas chatvara, there are four pada, four parts of dharma. That also will come later on. These were also created by them. Tathaiva ashram vrittaya, and also the duties. Ashram vrittaya, ashram means four ashram. Vrittaya means duties. So what are the duties in each ashram? That also came out from Brahmaji. So duties written in the scripture, according to our varna and ashram, if we do not know, we should follow the scripture. So everything is coming from Brahmaji. Now the question will come, from which mouth, which Veda came, which priest came, from which mouth? You have four mouth, one mouth facing east, south, north, west. Now tell me the details of that. That will come in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.